I love checking out the Archibald Prize portraits each year online. There are always some surprising interpretations and some new faces too that help you think about things a bit differently. Melbourne painter Peter Wegner took home this year's top gong out of over 900 entrants for his portrait, a fellow painter, 100-year-old Guy Warren. Peter has been painting centenarians for nearly a decade, and the Archibald itself turned 100 this year. Let's find out a bit more about the power of old age. Peter Wegner, welcome to Life Matters.
Oh, good. Hey, Louie. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to chat to you. Congratulations, too. It's a great recognition of all those years spent in the studio working away.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a very nice moment to happen to you, actually.
Well, and you said that your portrait of Guy Warren honours him in the 101st year of his productive and meaningful life.
Yes.
Tell us a bit more about what you mean by that.
Well, I just think that the fact that Guy is 100 and he's still working in his studio, which it still amazes me. I think he's my role model. If I get to 100, I'd love to be still working in my studio.
And it's... As you say,
I just think it's an extraordinary thing. He goes into his studio every day, and sometimes he said to me, it just goes in with a coffee, goes in with the intention of making a few marks on the paper, but he's there.
I've noticed that he talks to you about needing to make a mark, needing to record the day somehow. What is it that's so meaningful about that for you and for him?
Oh, look, I think that's one of my mottos is that I try to make a sketch or a drawing every day. It's like trying to give some sort of voice for that one day that you're here for. I think it's really important. I draw every day, and if I don't draw, I feel like there's something missing in the day. I need to document my day, and by drawing, that's one of the things I do.
I love how in the portrait, Guy, the hands are really foregrounded and you can see how they've been shaped and marked by age, but they're also strong, definitive hands that have put in a lot of hours themselves. How did Guy feel about the painting?
Guy really liked the painting. If I could just quote him, he just said, "It's a bloody good painting." That was Guy's reaction. He was complimentary to it. Very complimentary to it. It was a great moment to be. He was a great representative for me when he was up on the podium to be part of the Archibald. I just love it when he said, "I'm enjoying this as much as if I'd won it myself."
Well, he did win back in 1985. Perhaps he was reliving those days. I love how he turned up with the same fuchsia sweater over his shoulders that he had in the painting too.
Oh, actually, look, that was a little stroke of genius, because I think that, he was just so good to be in front of that painting and with exactly the same jumper and the shirt that I painted him in. That made some great photos. It was really good. I was very pleased that he ended up, he has to make that decision before he leaves home, of course, to say, look, I think I'll put that jumper and I'll take that and I'll take this and I'll stand in front of it,
And Peter, you've been painting people who are 100 or older for about 8 years now. Why have you decided to do this?
Look, it started about 8 years ago when my Auntie Rita was 104 when she died. And when she was 100, I thought, I started doing drawings of Rita. I probably got about 8 or 9 drawings. But I realised after she died at 104, and she lived independently. She was independent right up to the very end. I think the first time she'd ever spent any time in hospital was the last week of her life. That's how it all started.
And is it different painting a face or a body that's got the stamp of history on it than painting someone younger and perhaps a bit less interestingly lined?
I just love the idea of painting somebody who is 100 years old. There's that lovely history of their life in that face. Yeah.
And are they different subjects in other ways too than the younger people you've captured?
I think so. Yeah. I think it's much easier to paint somebody who is older than someone who's younger. I think there's that whole history of their face.
So more to work with.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, and any artist would tell you this, that if you've got someone in front of you who is much older, it's probably much easier to get a likeness. I always find that. It's there because you've got that history again that I was saying.
Yes. And I understand you had some really interesting conversations too with a lot of people when you were doing their portraits about good ways to live life and get to 100.
Yes. Yeah. Look, I think one of the reasons to get to 100 often is there's a Japanese word, it's called ikigai. And it's to say that when someone has purpose and meaning in their life. And I think that's the real key to people to the people I've painted or drawn. I mean, Guy has that too. I mean, he has all of those qualities that the intention to keep working or reason to keep working. I mean, I think often too people thought, well, there's that sense that when you're 100, there's I'm just trying to think some of the quotes. I mean, there's a lovely quotation of a woman who said to me that, look, what does she say? I just don't know where the last 100 years have gone. And I sort of feel I understand that in a way when you look at your own age. Life goes very fast.
Yeah, suddenly 20 years can zip by, can't it?
Yes, yeah, yes.
I like the advice that they gave you about practical things to do during your life to keep going as well. Good luck, good genes and a whiskey at night, I think was Guy Warren's idea.
Yes, yeah, that was his secret. actually, it'd be quite surprising. A lot of the centenarians had a nip at night or a drink at night or even my Auntie Rita, she always used to have a beer and biscuits before she had dinner.
A beer and biscuits, that's great.
A beer and biscuits, yeah, I thought that was quite nice.
It sounded like a lot of them, though, were still very active people, just physically very active.
Yes, yeah. In fact, I think that was the key. Most of them have actually lived an active life. And then when they came to, I mean, even like I drew this week, I've drawn a 102-year-old who said that his aim was to do 1,000 steps every day.
That's
so he'd be walking 1,000 steps every day, which I thought was wonderful.
Yeah, well, a lot of us who are younger than that could probably benefit too, couldn't we? Has it made you think differently about how you'd like to age and how you'd like to keep working as you age?
Oh, absolutely. That whole thing of having purpose and meaning I think is really important. And, I mean, one of the things too which the centenarians mentioned was, in fact, that friendship was very important. I've always thought that you belong to a tribe and you become part of it, and I think loneliness can be very detrimental to you.
I'm wondering too, Peter Wegner, about your process when you do these portraits of very old people. Are there practicalities? I mean, do you have to take more breaks than you would with a younger person?
Look, the thing is, what happens when I go in and draw someone, I never ask them to sit. There's a moment where they sit down, and it's usually that same pose that I start with, and they can move around. I don't mind if people move around, and it's really like a moment where you've just got, it's like a time capsule. You've got 3 hours or 2 hours, and I have this time, and I have a chat, and I sit down, and I just enjoy their company for that time.
You also, I think, in your practice, Peter, regularly paint the same studio chair. What is it about painting that something that, you know, ages in tiny increments over time?
Yeah, look, I've been doing this for a long time, and it's almost a portrait of a chair, really. And that chair I've had probably for about 15 or 16 years, and people come and sit in it and they make a mark, and there's that beautiful patina that they have. And when someone sits from a chair, there's that sense, you can see where the indications have been, where they are and where they've been. I just like the history of a chair. And when I go to someone's house or even I've bought a chair, an old chair, I think I think of the history of all of those people who have sat in it. And I don't know, I find that really interesting. Mm. I mean, I don't know, Hilary, if you've had this, but chairs are such an important part That I mean, when I was younger, you'd never sit in your father's chair. For example, that was his chair.
Yeah,
there's an ownership to chairs, and even when you sit down at the kitchen table, I presume you'd sit at the same chair every time.
Yeah, the kids police that. It's really strange that you're right, Peter Wigner. I just want to.
I was just going to say, you can have an argument over you're sitting in my chair.
What a thing to argue about. I want to finish up with this lovely thing that Guy said he'd like to paint until he turns 150. What about you? Yeah. How long do you think you can go for?
Oh, well, look, I'm not sure about 150, but I'll take 100. Actually, I asked Guy that same question, and he said the same. He said the same thing. He said he'd like to still keep working until another 50 years. He needed another 50 years, that's what he said.
Oh, no. He can see, you know, he can hear Time's winged chariot behind him, but he's got so much work to do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, a common artist problem. Peter Wigner, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been lovely to hear a little bit about the portrait and the practice and the people that you capture. Thank you.
Great. That's a pleasure, Hilary. Thanks very much.
Peter Wigner, 2021 Archibald Portrait Prize winner for a picture of Guy Warren. You can see it online. It's gorgeous.